Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill Friday that does a variety of things with the state's election laws, including allowing for curbside balloting, allowing for sheriffs to set up polling places in county jails, but requiring that county clerks have a permanent mail-in voting request list compiled. A variety of other things in that measure that ultimately passed and was signed Friday. But it also delays the primary election from March to June of next year. And something that Republicans at the State House said was a veiled attempt to keep Democrat control of the congressional maps. We'll talk about the congressional maps here in a moment, but let's talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. tonight. And to do that, we're joined by U.S. Congressman Rodney Davis. Congressman, thanks for taking time with us this morning. And what is going on with H.R. 1 that already passed in the U.S. House, but now is queued up for possible debate in the U.S. Senate? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Yeah, you know, you're right. And you'll remember, your listeners may remember, I led the charge against H.R. 1 in the House. The bill's called For the People Act, when it's really For the Politicians Act. It's going to put millions more dollars, public financing, into our own campaigns. I know you want more advertising on your radio station, but I don't think your listeners want to hear any more of my ads. But in the end, Greg, I got to tell you, what happened in Illinois is the way that election law should be put forth. While I may not agree with every policy that Governor Pritzker and the Illinois General Assembly pushed and then he signed into law, that's the process we should use. That's our constitutional process. Instead, some of the things you may agree with in Governor Pritzker's bill or disagree with could be wiped away if this bill passes the Senate.
So tonight they expect a vote. You're in D.C. Your prognostication skills are better than mine. So what do you anticipate happening with the vote in the U.S. Senate on H.R. 1, the For the People Act?
Well, thankfully, we have Senator Manchin, Senator Sinema, and then other unnamed senators that are Democrats that aren't willing to break from Senate tradition and get rid of the filibuster. I think this will go down because of a filibuster. Frankly, it's been a messaging bill for Democrats all along. They've played their far left. The far left, who actually thought this was going to happen, should have known better when you do the calculations on this 6-to-1 public finance program. My race alone, I think we would have gotten $9 million more dollars. Now, when you look at senators, these senators will be getting upwards of $50 million in publicly financed campaign dollars going directly under their control. It's not something that serious legislators are going to think is going to become law, unfortunately for them. But those on the far left, I think, have been snookered by their own party.
We're talking with Congressman Rodney Davis here on the WMAY Morning News Feed at 7:14. Get your reaction to U.S. Senator Dick Durbin saying that many Republican state legislatures have pushed through a wave of voter suppression laws on the basis of false theories of widespread voter fraud, many of which would prohibit under the For the People Act federal elections law that he's pushing. What's your reaction to that line of dialogue? Saying that some of these Republican states are only working to try to limit people's ability to vote.
You know, our favorite Senator Gaslighter. I mean, this is a guy who's been in Washington, D.C. for like 39 years. And at the same time, he wants everybody to focus on Republican-led states and has turned a blind eye for decades to the corruption coming from his own Democratic Party in Springfield, Illinois. If Democrats are serious about election reform, redistricting reform, and other provisions in this H.R. 1 bill that's being debated tonight in the Senate, then they're going to start becoming more bipartisan about it. And Senator Durbin is not going to do that. He's got a lifetime of service being one of the most partisan senators that we have. But in the end, we have to do what we can to make sure that election laws, as our Constitution says, are set by state and local officials, not by the federal government. And frankly, it's kind of offensive that Senator Durbin's talking about vote fraud when he's trying to push a process of ballot harvesting which has already been ripe with fraud. We didn't see the duly elected Republican member of Congress because it was found out after the election one of his volunteers committed voter fraud by using a process called ballot harvesting. It already exists. It's a process that's been ripe with fraud, and you can't complain about fraud and at the same time push provisions that actually encourage it.
Congressman Rodney Davis on the WMAY Morning News feed, and talking with you previously about H.R. 1, you had indicated that it's not entirely a horrible bill. There is something in there about redistricting, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Talk about that, what it lays out, and what you see as maybe a difference of opinion from State House Democrats from what Democrats in Congress are looking at.
You know, I'm much to the chagrin of some of my Republican colleagues in Republican states. I've been out in favor of independent redistricting commissions. H.R. 1, S-1, they do actually require independent commissions. But conveniently, Senate leadership waited to try and pass this provision until after Illinois maps were already in the process of being drawn. This would be a drawn-out court case that wouldn't even be considered until another 10 years from now. We do need independent commissions. That's exactly what Governor Pritzker campaigned on. He said he would not sign a legislative map drawn by legislators. He broke that promise after campaigning, telling the voters of Illinois he would be a different type of politician. He's no different than Senator Durbin and the others who continue to talk a big game on reform. But when it comes to reforming Illinois, they're always in the backseat.
Congressman, let's talk a bit about those congressional maps, because the state legislature did pass the state house seats, and they got that done before the May 31st deadline, saying that they had this crunch time. They had to get this done by June 30th. But when it comes to the congressional maps, we haven't seen those yet, and there hasn't been that impetus. And part of the law that Governor Pritzker signed Friday included allowing for a definition of population to include American Community Survey data. And how that impacts the state legislative maps. Well, they used American Community Survey data to ultimately put those together. There's lawsuits challenging those, but we haven't seen the congressional maps yet. The U.S. Census data has not been fully released. You're in Congress. We're going to lose a seat in Illinois. What's going on with the congressional maps for the state of Illinois?
Well, we'll see what they look like when the Democrats who draw them come out with one. But in the end, isn't it ironic that only in Illinois can legislators feign to be serious and our governor feign to be serious when they say, hey, this data we use, this American Community Survey data, which we know is not accurate and we know can be flawed, it's okay to draw our state legislative maps because it impacts all of them personally, and they don't want to go past the constitutional deadline of June 30th. So they do it, and then with a straight face turn around and listen to the Democrats in Washington who say don't draw the congressional maps without the true census data that is coming in a matter of months, because they don't want a federal court to object to the maps they drew. It's the height of hypocrisy. This is why we've got to get away from corrupt politicians in Springfield drawing their own districts, picking their own voters. This is not a partisan issue. This, again, was an issue that Governor Pritzker himself committed to fixing, made a campaign promise. And instead of spending his own millions on passing an independent redistricting law before, or an amendment before redistricting happens, he spent his own tens of millions of dollars trying to increase taxes and costs on every single Illinoisan, and it failed.
Congressman Rodney Davis here on the WMAY Morning News feed at 7:20. One last issue I've got lined up here is energy policy. I cover the State House. I called off my vacation days I had scheduled last week because they called themselves back to take up energy legislation. That energy legislation didn't materialize. What is going on here? And do you think that all voices are being heard when it comes to what kind of energy policy Illinois needs?
No, they're clearly not. And you should never have called off your vacation. But I know you, Greg. You probably consider vacation to be your own mental health counseling. So that's okay. You can get that rescheduled, my friend. But
there's some truth to that.
Doing and what they're doing in Springfield is a disaster. Remember, I've been told over the last few terms I've had in Congress, hey, we want to get rid of coal plants, but we'll transfer them into natural gas plants because it's cleaner burning. You know what? The environmental lobby that owns Governor Pritzker has finally just laid their cards out on the table. They don't want natural gas. They don't want coal plants. And frankly, they don't want nuclear plants either, but it's convenient for them to say they do right now. And if they knock all of these types of energy providers and sources offline, do you know how much it's going to cost a senior on fixed income to turn on their lights? They don't care. It's all about patting themselves on the back and making themselves feel good about affecting some climate change agenda. Now, I went down to Prairie State Energy Campus. Remember, we built this with tax dollars not too long ago. Municipalities have contracts that are long-term contracts to provide power. This is one of the cleanest burning power facilities we have that runs coal. But in the end, they want to shut it down. And I met the workers down there, hundreds of jobs that are going to be pushed aside, all for their own political agenda. It's wrong. Governor Pritzker needs to stand up and do something and actually exhibit some common sense when it comes to energy policy. But he's leading the charge. I just say thankfully Senator Harmon is leading the charge for some common sense right now.
Congressman Rodney Davis, I've got to ask this. You've mentioned Governor Pritzker multiple times with multiple answers to questions here. Are you going to be running for governor?
You asked me questions that actually go back to whether or not Governor Pritzker is doing a good job and he's going to live up to his promises. I'm going to criticize any Democrat in Springfield. Remember, I represent the state capitol who is not living up to their promises. You know, we'll have to wait and see what the corrupt Democrats do in the congressional map to decide what the battlefield looks like for all of us in Congress and all of us who are Republicans. They push the primary back to help themselves. They've decided to push policies on elections to help themselves. They've decided to actually do different types of maps, doing different types of data to pick their own voters to help themselves. Governor Pritzker and the corrupt Democrats actually only want to help themselves.
So I will take that as it's open-ended?
I've been probably the most honest politician about what my intentions are. I intend to run for re-election. I believe that I'm in line in a very short time to chair the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee when we actually take over the majority. The battlefield of the congressional map changes because of Democrats who want to take out Republicans. Then I'm going to make a decision at that point in time based upon the battlefield that corrupt Democrats will give us and every Illinoisan when it comes to their congressional delegation just in a few months.
Congressman Rodney Davis, I've taken way too much of your time. Greatly appreciate you staying on with us, and we'll definitely connect again soon. All right, be safe.
All right, my man. Thanks, Greg.